Thank you, Happy. Morning, everybody. How are you feeling today? How many people stayed up late and got up early? Perfect. That's good for the vocal workshop. It is, actually. This is something that we all have to do a lot of, I think. And I'm going to start out by asking everybody to introduce themselves up here on the stage, because it's just been my first time to meet everybody here, so let's do it.
I'm Carrie Sickenberger, and I'm half of Polecat Creek.
And I'm Laurel and Dossett, and I'm the other half.
I'm Nancy Pelosi.
Pete Sibley.
I'm Ann Sibley, and we go by Ann and Pete Sibley, so I'm
happy to be here. Thank you.
The vocal workshop, we're kind of here to impart the knowledge that we've gathered from being professional singers for however long we've each been doing it. And so the objective to this is to answer any questions you guys might have specifically relating to singing. That's kind of the point of it. With most workshops, especially with the limited amount of time that we have here, I understand that people will just want to hear us sing a lot, and that's good too. But we would like to answer any questions you guys have, and I think I would like from each of the folks up here on the panel to just say a word or a phrase or a paragraph about their experience singing professionally, and how it works in your life, and what it means to you, and all that stuff.
I got pulled into this by Laurel about 15 years ago. I've been singing all my life, but never wanted to sing professionally until she made me.
I discovered her.
She did. In a book club meeting, actually. And so since then, I've just been really exploring, you know, why I love to sing and how it came out. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family of singers, and my dad loved Doc Watson, and I didn't. And then, you know, things come full circle, and I'm so fortunate to have had those roots and upbringing, and to be in this traditional vein of music, which it sort of forms the foundation of our music. And we've taken that and started writing our own music now, so we're kind of call ourselves original roots country musicians. I do a lot of harmony and singing workshops, especially for women who have a hard time singing in front of other people. So you can go on my website, carriesickenberger.com, and find out about some of those. Laurel and I also do harmony workshops, and so I just love to pass that on, because I think singing is such a wonderful and sensitive thing that a lot of people have trouble doing, and I feel like I've been so lucky to have just sort of grown up singing like I, you know, grew up talking. So I just want to pass that on and share the joy, because it does bring so much of that.
Thanks, Karen.
My story is similar in that I also grew up in a singing family. We were one of those families who went to church about 8 times a week. And so I would try to sing all the different harmony parts. So that was my big thing. I really loved singing harmony then, and I still do. And I actually prefer to sing harmony with a lead singer than sing lead myself, although I do sing lead sometimes. And part of what happened with Carrie and I is that we weren't trying to be in a band, we weren't trying to do anything, we really just met and realized we liked the same kind of music and started singing together and kind of accidentally became a band. And having a singing partner, that it's very easy for us to sing together, and I'm not really sure why that is. We don't spend a whole lot of time analyzing it, but we don't take it for granted. That we have this kind of natural ability to sing together. And so we'll do a little of that and do some harmony for you in a bit.
I think that's a really good point, which is, because we get asked questions a lot about this, and the harmony singing is such an important part of what we do, and what you guys do, and what you want to do, and that's a really great point about, however serendipitous it might be, that you find someone that your voice has a real affinity and a real blend with. If you can do that,
don't fight with them.
Yeah. Well, it's the path of least resistance, because we know that when there's some people we sing with and you have to really work hard to be able to blend with them. And if you can find someone that you are picking with or singing with and you have a natural chemistry there, it's something that I think is the best thing, is to just pursue that as much as you can. And just for my little brief paragraph, I have found that almost all the great singers I've ever come across or ever listened to, whether I've ever met them or not, most of them grew up singing in church, especially in America. And that's where I learned as well. My dad sang in the choir, and he sang barbershop quartet. And, I've tried for the last 30, 35 years to get better at this gift that was given to me, and I take vocal lessons still, and I've taken my whole life. But really, for me, the whole point of singing is it's all about joy, and for me, it's honoring my Creator who gave me this gift. And what I experience a lot in vocal workshops is people, they're frustrated, or they talk about how they don't sing well, and they don't do this well, or they're embarrassed about it. And it's just real simple to me. It's just about making a joyful noise, and we all can make a joyful noise. And that's really the point, because the best singers to me are not the best technical singers. They're the ones that give me goosebumps. And that could be Bob Dylan, who, if you took a Bob Dylan tape to your vocal teacher, they would burn it. But that's not really the point. Anyone that can make you laugh or cry or feel any emotion deep inside of you, that's a great singer to me.
Yeah, just like to add on to that, John, that the one thing that I love getting to sing, fortunately my singing partner is also my life partner, and she's always around to help me make the right decision most of the time, watching my back. But I love getting to sing harmony with her, because I feel like, maybe in the same way that I like to sing harmony more than I like to sing lead, but when I get to sing with Anne or another person, it feels like I've, that joining of the voices in a harmony, if it's the right way, it takes it to this level that, it's kind of the two of you become something even greater. So it's that really neat song, and then, nice harmony singing. But, there are soloists who can do that as well, and I think that's just kind of letting that energy kind of flow through you, through the voice. But I also grew up singing in church, and I was a family that sang around the piano, and we had 14 cousins, and or 15 cousins, one was a girl, and so if you were a boy in the family, you had to find your own part, and so I just assumed that's what everybody did in their family, until my friend told me that it wasn't cool to admit that everyone sings around the piano. But then again, I play the banjo, so I'm not worrying about being here.
Oh, me. I don't know. My brothers used to they would always ask me to stop singing. Luckily now they enjoy my singing, but I just always loved it. It just really comes from the heart for me, and I love to sing and really be in the song and be picturing what the song is about, have those images in my mind, and just always been singing. I kind of cut my teeth, I guess, on more classical music and Broadway music. I grew up in New England, and I soaked all that in, and then only in the last 15 years did I start listening to folk music and bluegrass, and just fell in love with it and started writing our own music. So anyways.
Why don't you guys do a tune? We'll each do a tune, and then we'll try to field some questions as quick as we can.
Someone save me. Let me try that. Ann and I actually met in high school choir, so. Yeah.
Our daughter just learned how to do that. It's pretty cute. Every time she picks something up and hugs it, she says, "Aw."
This is a tune that Ann wrote, and still in the writing stage, even though we've put it out to a... It's
still a little new.
It's still a little new. It's a waltz, so I don't know if there's much room to dance.